All right, we went to practice a couple of days ago, and Gordo caught up with another famous Dallas Cowboys player.
I did, Craig, and I got to tell you, the Cowboys are catching on to my antics out here, and security always keeps kind of a close eye on me when I'm roving around with the microphone. So I was really worried that I'd be prevented from interviewing a player. So in an effort to bypass Cowboy security, I decided to use my identity-obscuring deeper voice to anonymously interview Jalen Brooks, the famous receiver.
Was that really necessary?
To try to get answers to hard-hitting questions that I have and see if he'd say anything. So enjoy anonymous reporter guy interviewing Jalen Brooks.
Hey, Jalen, you got a second? How's camp going so far?
First day out here, but just gotta keep on. Today was, to set the tone of everything, and then, just build on top of each other, just build the foundation out here. I'm big on brick on brick, so, lay the bricks down for the day, and then just gotta keep on stacking on top of that.
And what did you think of the music blaring the whole time? That was a new deal this year.
I think it's great for us, especially on away games and everything, because, there's gonna be a lot of noise, whatever that may be, whether that be music, crowd noise, whatever that may be, I think it helps you understand, and that really relies on our communication within the huddle and without the huddle. So.
But do you think that you should have been playing that kind of music or something even more distracting, like lambs screaming or...
I think
Branch Davidian.
Honestly, you can tone that music out anyway, so it doesn't matter what's playing. It's going to get toned out at the end of the day.
Do you get distracted easily when you're on the field?
Nah. I'm super locked in. I think everybody's locked in, unless you're on the sideline. You're not going in no time soon. Probably you might hear a couple of tunes, whatever that may be. If it might be a catchy song, dance a little bit. But then when you back, your number's called, you back zoned in.
So they're doing that in order to train you guys how to stay focused and not get distracted.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's a great way, to do it. So. I think it's a great challenge for us to, be locked in all the time, and it teaches us great discipline, because it would be easy to get distracted, but, we have a job to do, and we got a job to execute.
Have they ever thought about, making you guys play video games out there while you're trying to run plays, just to see if you can maintain focus?
Nah, I don't know. That ain't none of that in my control, so I don't know.
Or have, new dancing men or something like Chippendale's Dancers.
You asked the wrong person. I don't know, man.
Do you know how fast your internet is?
No, I do not.
How fast are you?
I'm pretty fast.
How fast do you run the 40?
My 40 was slow at combine, but I'm fast.
Uh-huh.
Look at 40, go ahead. I'm going to be slow, but if you want to come out here look at the field, I'm going to be fast.
We're having a good time right now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know. This is great and everything. Do you like the weather in California?
Oh, I love it out here. And I came out here a couple of days early just, to get adjusted to, the time zone, the time change and everything. But also the weather is amazing. I was chilling at the beach. When the sun's out, it's toasty because the sun kind of will burn your skin a little bit. But when the sun's not out, it's nice and cool, so nice and crisp air.
What is the least favorite state you've been to?
Least favorite state? Dang, I got to throw people underneath the bus. I guess Ohio. I didn't like it. It was cool, but, I would just say my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. It was just least favorite, I guess.
A couple softball questions. Do you think 9/11 was an inside job?
Man, what?
All right, thank you, Jalen. Appreciate it.
Oh.
And then he ended the interview.
Oh, my gosh.
With anonymous reporter guy. He didn't want to get into the conspiracy stuff.
Wow.
I'm here for it. But since the first day I've known you, you have been so into pitch down humor. I'm here for it. It always gets me.
It's not me. It's anonymous reporter guy.
All right.
See, when he's anonymous like that, he can ask harder hitting questions.
And Jalen wasn't freaked out by the voice.
No, he wasn't. He seemed, I thought there was a chance he was going to mention, dude, what's with your voice?
What's going on with your voice?
But he
right
never,
now?
He never even mentioned it.
Interesting.
I know it. So maybe we'll hear more from anonymous reporter man.
I like it.
I like it. Yeah, I love anonymous reporter guy, and yeah, I love the voice.
By the way, speaking of pitching things down, Baldy, we heard it the other day when you pitched down Bruce Bochy.
Hey guys,
made him sound even deeper.
I don't know what you're talking about. That was funny. That was a very clean Bochy cut.
Oh my goodness.